the Navy had been downsizing. Now the Trump administration wants to grow from 290 to 355 ships. Suddenly, the Navy is putting the brakes on retirement incentives. Instead, it's looking for creative ways to keep people from leaving.
I can tell you right now, with the type of growth that we have, it's almost hard to have enough retention. And we're basically keeping every sailor who wants to stay in.
Captain Vince Seegers handles retention programs for the Navy and says he's trying to meet an ambitious target.
Our retention goals are pretty high and probably higher than, you know, Chief of Naval Personnel would say that we can attain, but we're going to try to do the best we can.
Flush with cash, the Navy just released a new round of reenlistment bonuses for fighter pilots, helicopter pilots, and mechanics.
You never know what's going to be that tipping point to make someone stay in the Navy. It could be money, it could be a program, it could be as simple as getting the orders they want.
Or maybe it's a chance to test drive civilian life for a year. Beginning in April, the Navy will issue golden tickets. Sailors who qualify can leave and come back after a year and resume their service right where they left off. The idea was first tried by the Coast Guard. Seeger says the Navy hopes to entice sailors and officers who might have second thoughts about leaving or who find civilian life isn't everything they thought it would be.
In so many cases, and I have a lot of friends, some people regret that decision.
Still, it's hard to turn someone around once they're ready to leave. Megali Marion is a logistics specialist in San Diego. She's taking a class with other Navy women who are about to leave the military. Marion will reach 20 years in July, when she can retire with full benefits. That's exactly what she plans to do.
Nothing they could say to me would make me stay. I've been grateful for the 20 years that they have permitted me to serve in the Navy, and I think that's long enough for me.
Her command has already asked her to stay.
It's very humbling when they want you and they try at any cost, like, stay, but sometimes family needs come first.
Her husband is a bomb technician. When their deployments overlapped, the couple saw each other for only 3 weeks in 2016. They have four kids from 6 years old to 16.
Since my husband and I are both military, it's just time for one of us to be here now that the kids are older.
The golden ticket is part of a series of ideas under the banner Sailor 2025, designed to make Navy life easier. It tries to stagger deployments for married couples. A separate program allows sailors to take longer breaks in active duty service, which might help with college or family obligations. Madeline Rulin joined the Navy at 27. 4 years later, she's ready for the next chapter in her life. She's practicing her interviewing skills and preparing her resume. Could the Navy talk her into staying?
Maybe. maybe they would, but I already have decided that I am going to move forward, and that is the life for me.
Along with the pride of serving the country, traveling the globe is one of the Navy's biggest selling points. Sailors say eventually the unpredictability of long deployments makes it difficult to continue, and finding a job doesn't seem like quite as big a concern.
I think I'm just more excited than concerned, because I know there's a lot of companies out there that are looking for veterans with a really good, strong leadership.
The Navy knows it's competing in a tight job market. It's not the only employer hiring, so it's hoping that at least a few more of its best-performing sailors will at least give it one more look before leaving for good. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.